For years, the drugs chloroquine and quinine have been frontline treatments for malaria, a mosquito-borne illness that causes between 1.5 and 2 million deaths each year. According to the World Health Organization, more than 90% of the deaths occur in sub-Saharan Africa, mostly among children. Malaria occurs when a person is bitten by a mosquito that carries the parasite, but the malaria parasite has become resistant to chloroquine and quinine, and newer drugs, including artemisinin, are becoming less effective. Jane Kelly is a senior researcher at the U.S. Veterans Affairs Medical Center in Portland, Oregon. Kelly, who led the research, says that in many areas it's difficult to monitor how people take anti-malarial drugs because of poor healthcare systems.
Like in Africa, for instance, and then you can't, because the health structure, infrastructure for health system is not the same as in this country. So you would just go to a clinic, maybe you get some medicines, and then you go home, you take one. And then for a day, and then you come back.
Malaria parasites cause disease by invading red blood cells where they feed on an oxygen-carrying protein called hemoglobin. Anti-malarial drugs work by keeping the parasite from neutralizing a toxic byproduct of digestion. But Kelly says the parasite gains the upper hand when anti-malarial drugs are taken sporadically. She says the parasite expels the drug, causing resistance to medications. Kelly and her colleagues have developed a compound that appears to block the ability of the parasite to expel anti-malarial drugs. She says the compound readily cured drug-resistant malaria in laboratory dogs. The compound seems to boost the effectiveness of several drugs that fight malaria, including chloroquine and artemisinin. But Kelly says researchers are still not entirely sure why the compound works.
Some of it is because that, you know, our drug will go in and then it will bind that component that's trying to spit out all the other drugs. And then this way, that protein is occupied, so it will not spit out the other drugs anymore.
Kelly says more animal testing is necessary before human trials can begin. A paper describing the scientists' work is published this week in the journal Nature. Jessica Berman, VOA News, Washington.